Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Gauthier. The Enlightenment Evolution Hour is a part of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. Any ideas or opinions expressed by myself, any guest, or callers of the evening may not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Enlightenment Evolution Network. Hey, everybody. This is the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Gauthier, and we are here for a very, very special evening. Tonight is April 6, 2016, which is normally the allotted time for our monthly channeling Q&A, where you call in, talk to Treb, Ardiff, or whomever might drop through in that night. But we have a very, very special evening this evening. We have Susie Beiler here, who channels Prime Creator, and she will be talking with us and then taking questions tonight. And we have her on not just because she's amazing and awesome channel, but we also have her on because in 3 weeks from now, in less than 3 weeks, we are going to have an amazing, amazing event. And this event is called the Channel Nexus. Brad Johnson, a.k.a. Reality Whisperer, is going to be putting together this amazing, amazing event, including himself, myself, tonight's guest, Susie Beiler, and Roxanne Swainhart, which will be next week's guest. So the Enlightenment Evolution Hour, we're going to have 3 shows in a row with channels from this event, amazing channels, amazing information. All of them, you can call in, ask your questions to the entities being channeled. It is going to be amazing, amazing. So I wanted all of you guys to know that that event is coming. If you want to check it out, you can type in the Channel Nexus in Facebook search, and there's a dedicated page, or you can also go to realitywhisperer.com /channel-nexus-webinar.html, or just go to Reality Whisperer. You can even go to my website, ET Whisperer, and there'll be a picture up there about the Channel Nexus. You click on that, it will take you to Brad's website where the event is, all the information. Admission is going to be $21.49 US, which is actually $20 plus a $1.49 PayPal fee. This is going to be a live 7-hour webinar. You are going to have an all-day channeling event from the comfort of your own home. You can sit in your underwear, drinking coffee, having friends over. It will be an amazing, amazing time. I love the online webinars. They're amazing, and that's actually going to be a real great time. We're also going to have the one and only Daniel James, who was the director, creator of a new movie project that he's coming up on, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing thing. You can check out the channel panel videos from our channel panel in September, and all of that will be there. I don't want to do too many announcements today before we get into our guests, but there are a few more that we've got to go through tonight. Just as you're seeing, now is the time for Enlightenment Evolution Hour to show itself multiple weeks in a row. The Enlightenment Evolution Network is also going to start springing back up. As many of you have noticed, our network was going with a lot of posts every week, many different shows. And lately, we've had less shows, and it's because everyone who's involved in this network is creating more work for themselves in their own personal life, so everyone's gotten really busy. But Kalina Angel herself, Kalina Angel, as all of you know from the Earth Experience, which is Friday evening show on the Enlightenment Evolution Network, also the most gorgeous, loving, beautiful fiancé/partner in the world, is put a lot of work into getting Enlightenment Evolution Network back up and running. So very soon, the official website, not just the Facebook page, but the official website for the EEN radio will be up and running soon. Now, within days. So we're going to have that up. We're going to be looking for new hosts. So if you are in the spiritual community, if you feel you have what it takes to get your own show on this network, feel free to write Kalina Angel at trebchanneling.kalina@gmail.com. That's trebchanneling.kalina@gmail.com. And pretty soon I'll give you guys the Enlightenment Evolution Network email, but that will get you to her. What we need to know is what your show is going to be about, who you are, why you feel you're qualified to have your own show, and why you feel it would resonate on our network. All of you who listen to the show know what the network is. It's about spiritual, metaphysical content being brought through in many different forms with many different ideas. So if you wanted to hear yourself on the radio and you think that something you have to share on a weekly basis, semi-weekly basis, would be amazing, then contact us and we will start taking applications as of today. So put your information through and keep your eyes out. Now, as far as it goes with the network news, that's all over. But for ET Whisper, we have a little bit more news also. We are releasing, for all of you who've noticed, a monthly video for Metatron and a monthly video for the Galactic Channeling. So we've had two monthly videos coming through lately. This month, Metatron brought through a second aspect. He explained that there are 12 aspects of Metatron and then the overall aspect. So 13 different aspects. The 13th is the overall, kind of like the oversoul is to the fractal consciousness. And then there are 12 separate aspects. He brought through for the first time the second aspect of Metatron. He also gave the third tool out of 12 tools he's teaching this year. And also the Galactic Channeling will be up on the 15th of this month. It's already uploaded. Subtitles are ready. We're just waiting for the 15th for the official release. But if you love videos, and many of you guys have been commenting, sending us email, letting us know that you miss Treb very dearly, I want you to keep your eyes peeled. Tomorrow, we are going to have an amazing surprise video. I'm not going to get into it too much in detail, but I will tell you, you will be able to see Treb for at least a minute. And more than that. I didn't want to give away too much because this Kalina surprise she's been working on for a week now, and it's really amazing stuff. And we also are going to have another video out. We are going to celebrate us bringing back our monthly webinars. We have not done any webinars since my father's death in October besides the December one, but ever since January started, we have not went back to the webinars. We are going to start back in the end, this month, actually. We're going to start our webinars. The information will come out soon, but as a treat, as a show to the world how beautiful these webinars are for those who have not experienced the personal one-on-one time with Treb and Ardic, we are going to actually release our latest webinar that we shot in 4K video. It is going to be released. December's webinar will be released within the next 2 to 3 weeks on YouTube for free for everyone to watch. It's almost 2 hours of channeling. Amazing, amazing video. That plus Kalina's video plus the Galactic Channelings, you're going to have your hands full with ET Whisper videos. So that is our announcement. I want to bring our most amazing, amazing guest on here in just a minute. Susie Beiler is an amazing channeler who is going to be joining us on the webinar on the 24th. She also is a channeler, a prime creator. And I've had a chance to see some of the channelings that she's done. Amazing, amazing channeler. She lives there in Sedona, Arizona, which is a beautiful spiritual mecca, someplace me and Kalina are going to be going to very, very soon. And I'm not going to get into too much about her as a person. I think she is the most qualified to speak about that. So we're going to bring in Susie Beiler. Susie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
Well, this is a show where channeling is understood by all the listeners, all of our weekly people who tune in. So we don't have to go for the basics. But the thing that some of our listeners might not know is who you are. Can you tell us a little bit about you and your story of what brought you to channeling. I think that's the best place to start energetically for any newcomer into the show.
Okay. I'm tuning in to see how far back to start. Okay. So when I was in my young 20s, I was given the diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome. And I set out on this journey to figure out how to heal because I didn't believe the medical model was serving me. And so I sought out holistic therapies and such. And I had a very profound awakening experience when I was on the acupuncture table. This was in December of 2004, December 13th. And since that time, I have been on an accelerated path of awakening and remembering who I am. And very early on in my journey, I started making affirmations like, I am a pure channel of love and light. I am a channel of the highest frequencies of love and light. I am love. I am a pure vessel of love. I wrote them down on sticky notes and put them around my home, not having any idea at that time really what I was saying. Well, that's not true. I had some idea. But I didn't know to the extent that I was really claiming that when I said those things. So fast forward to June of 2015, rather recently, my partner Max asked me a question. And before I knew what was happening, I was giving an answer that clearly wasn't something that I would know about, but the information just came out of me. And so after that happened, we kind of looked at each other and we were both like, who was that? And the answer, Prime Creator, came through very quickly and very clearly. And that's how I started channeling.
Well, thank you for sharing that. It's beautiful. And I wanted to let all know who might just be tuning in, you're tuning in to the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Goff here. We have a special guest, Susie Byler, channeler of the Prime Creator, and we need, for anyone who might want to ask a question later as we bring in Prime Creators who are going to be channeling, you guys can call in at area code 347-308-8788, and please remember to dial a 1. If you don't dial a 1, we won't know that you have a question to ask. So this is, it's pretty recent then when you brought through the Prime Creator. Was there any contact with any other entities that you were aware of before that, maybe through intuition, or did it go straight right to the Prime Creators last year?
Yeah, I at the beginning of 2015, I had had several initiations with different members of our galactic family. So the Arcturians, I use my voice for sound healing, and the Arcturians came through and provided some healing for people. And I also connected with the Syrians and the Pleiadians. I didn't necessarily channel them, at least not to my knowledge, but the Arcturians made their presence known, and they said, now we're going to offer tones through you. Okay.
And then well, that's beautiful.
Just do what you normally do. Don't even think about it. Just, you know, if you choose, just allow us to come through and you'll do fine. And they were right. But it was distinctly different from the toning I had done before.
The Arcturian energy is such a beautiful, beautiful energy. My partner, fiance, Kalina, works with a collective of Arcturians, and through her, they brought the same type of information about sound and vibration. Have you, when you worked with them or since you started working with Prime Creator, found the importance of sound and vibration and tone, at least to your own experience or in the process of healing others? Do you really have a better sense now of what that means to you?
Well, I started doing sound healing a couple of years ago, so I had a pretty profound sense back then. I may understand a bit more about that now. You know, we all have sound frequencies within our beings. Our organs give off a certain sound frequency, our skin, every part of us has sound frequency. So I may understand a bit more now, but honestly, I don't know that channeling Prime Creator has changed any of that for me.
Well, I understand. Channeling's a very unique experience, and that's why I love getting other channelers on the show. It gives me the opportunity to ask questions because it's such an experiential situation where everyone I know who channels, some who have channeled for 30 years, some who have channeled for a few months, and all of us have this vast array of different experiences. So it's always fun for me as a person too, and our listeners are also followers of many channelers. So it's amazing to see the different perspectives and concepts. For you, what is the process that you use to get into your channeling state? Some people use meditation, some use mantras or oming sounds. What do you do to get ready to go into that state?
You know, Rob, people have asked me this question before, and it's really kind of a non-event for me. When I feel the call in my heart to share a message or when I'm with a client, I just get into the space. I do cross my legs and I sit in a, you know, semi-lotus position. But other than that, it's my intention to be pure and clear and to put my energy and ego and my filters and judgments aside and to allow the energy of Prime Creator to come through as pure and clear as possible. And I think it really has to do with the work that I've done on myself the past 11 years that allows me to quickly get into that space. And I do feel a very close connection with Prime Creator, with Source Energy. It feels like home to me. So it's not something that is new for me. It's something that I know very much in every part of my being. And the more I remember that, the easier it is, and the easier it is to bring through Prime Creator, and the more clearly I'm able to allow the energy of Prime Creator to come through me.
Well, that's beautiful that it comes to such ease. And I've noticed that when I first started channeling 7 years ago, that my channeling was very slow and it came out very difficultly. And then in time it grew together. So it's great that you had the opportunity to put that energy in up front before you channeled so that it came in automatically clear and
yeah,
automatically came in. So that would lead me to ask, there are three types of channelers that I perceive. I know there's probably less or more per perception, but when it comes down to it, I see channelers who are trance channelers, like myself, who get into very deep trance, and there's the semi-trance channelers, like Brad or like Daryl Anka, and then there are the totally aware conscious channelers, like Nora Harold. And in those three definitions, which one do you consider yourself?
I would say I'm the conscious channeler.
So you're fully there during the entire interaction?
Yeah, because the way it works for me is I feel the energy. Because I'm a deep feeler, because I sense, I feel the energy. And then I need to use my mind to come up with words in the English language to translate that energy. So I have to be I have to be conscious for that process.
I absolutely understand. I do conscious channeling too, but it's not in a way that I'm comfortable doing publicly. Like when me and Kleena are here, I feel whose presence is there out of the many beings that I connect to. I feel what they're trying to get across, but it doesn't come in words. It's not like whisper in, come out of my mouth. It's like, hey, here's the whole concept, and then I just have to try to elaborate that over into something that means something verbally. So I completely understand. As you've been working, working with different people, is there any experiences that you've had during a channeling or a channeled state that has really profoundly affected either your belief systems, the way you think of something, or just something in general that you didn't expect coming through that really gave you a chance to step back and reevaluate that?
Wow, I could probably give several examples, but I think this one will mean the most to our listeners. What I realized since June in my relationship with Prime Creator is how important each one of us is. Even if we're on this planet just sharing our energetic presence, how profoundly meaningful it is to be human. And the power that we have in human form that can affect all life everywhere is immense. And most of us don't grasp the totality of that. And I speak for myself in that as well. I'm still learning. It's been a tremendously humbling experience for me to channel Prime Creator because it gives me a totally different perspective. He, and I refer to Prime Creator as he, it's he, she, the highest frequencies of love, so however you want to use it in your reference is fine by me. He's constantly thanking us for our service, for being here on this planet in human form, for our commitment to the spiritual journey. It comes through in every channeling. I don't think I've had any session or any video that we've taped where that doesn't come through. And I really am starting to realize how important it is that we, as souls, have taken on human form to bring in the light to Gaia at this time. Even if we don't do anything per se, you know, like you and I are sharing this message in a variety of ways. Some people go to a job, their corporate job, sit at a desk, and may not feel like they're doing anything, but their energetic presence and their embodiment of the light is huge.
Absolutely. It's something I couldn't agree with you any more about the experience being here on Earth, being here to jump into our spirituality. That's the one thing I met in all people who really have a feeling of sense and place in life, that they've really started a spiritual journey. And that definition of spiritual journey is so different for each one of us. But that was beautifully said. I just want to let all the new callers know who are just getting here. You're tuning in to the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Goff here. We have Susie Beiler here, channeler, Prime Creator, and we're talking about some of those experiences. Now, Prime Creator, when I hear that name, I think of God, I think of Source, I think of an entity or collective entities that created the universe. A lot of people have a lot of different definitions. Now, you explained that it is the highest frequency of love. Does it have a different definition, or is that how it comes to you and expresses we are the highest vibration of love? Is it perhaps a collective of beings that are non-physical? How do they really evaluate themselves or express themselves to others?
Yeah, this gets into something that's perhaps beyond our human comprehension. Every time someone has asked, every time I have asked, who are you? You know, seeking a definition of Prime Creator, the answer is always similar. Prime Creator is the highest frequencies of love and light. So technically, he's not even a being. I wouldn't call Prime Creator an entity. It's an energy, the frequencies of love and light. So how in our human understanding can we possibly make sense of that? It's just something that in my heart and my being I feel and I know. It's not something that my intellect can really grasp.
I understand completely, and that makes perfect sense. To me, it's that representation of the energy that flows through all things, and it can't be defined. And our human brains really try to do that sometimes, don't they? They just kind of try to assign something that's beautiful. And it's more beautiful than any concept or words can ever express. Now, through studying who you are, myself, I found, and my partner Kalina found, that you deal with nutrition and body health. Can you share a little bit with us about the journey for that and what it is that you do to help people with that?
Yeah, wow. Okay. Well, I'll start with what it looks like now. People will ask in their private sessions what their body needs, or, you know, people have even asked what kinds of food they should eat, and Prime Creator usually gives an answer. And then when I do my part with coaching, then I bring in my knowledge, my background, my expertise, and teach people how to implement those things into their life. I had a nutrition business for 9 years before I started Sound Healing, and it was more than nutrition. It was really a gateway to get to people's emotional bodies and to people's spiritual bodies and to work on that level, because that's really the level where I thrive. So nutrition isn't necessarily my passion anymore, but certainly our ascension and how we balance our health through this ascension process is something that I'm still very passionate about.
Beautiful. What is the connection? There's so many people who have different beliefs in this. And Kalina, my partner, brings a good question to idea. What is the link that stands between someone in their physical health with their spiritual health? How do those both play in with each other?
It's all about frequency. So if your physical body is carrying lower vibrational dense frequencies, that will affect your physical health. That also affects your ascension and your spiritual journey, because we can't take the lower vibrations with us. Ascension is all about raising our frequency. And so if we are not taking care of the physical body, this vessel that houses our souls, if we're not honoring the physical body, then how are we going to ascend? Now, that is my take. I have met some very high vibrational beings, people that have health issues, and it always is good for me to see that, because it, you know, helps me work on any issues of judgment that I might have. But for my own personal experience, because I am sensitive, because my physical body filters everything, my emotional body filters everything, for me personally, I know I need to be in the best physical shape possible, eating the highest vibrational food, engaging in the highest vibrational activities, surrounding myself with the highest vibrational people. All of these things, and much, much more, are very important for my physical health.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes sense. I don't think I've ever heard any teacher express that something that's vibrationally not good for you physically wouldn't be spiritually. You talked too about the emotional body and that's what it goes through. So how I imagine that relates just as much as the physical and spiritual journey, that emotional body plays a part of that mix too.
Absolutely. I talk a lot about expanding our emotional range, and I learned about this concept from a colleague named Christian Pankhurst, so I want to give him credit for that. But what that means to me is the ability to feel the lowest lows and the highest highs, the highest frequency emotions and the lowest frequency emotions, to be able to flow with them and accept them and move with them with ease and grace, both equally. That way, if you picture the infinity symbol in your mind, it's like on one end you have the high frequency feel good emotions, on the other end you have the lower vibrating not so feel good emotions. And when they're both open and expanded, there's an open flow. But if you constrict one of them, it constricts the flow in your emotional field. And so to be, again, it's about frequency. To be at the highest frequency in the emotional field, that flow needs to be open, not stagnant, which means we need to be able to feel what it is we actually feel.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense, and it's very resonant with the channeling that I've done too. Not per se for the same reasons, but they always express that pushing away emotions or blocking your emotions is not healthy for your spiritual journey. They're there for a reason, to teach you, to show you, to kind of get you ready for the next thing in combination or one or the other. So that makes perfect sense. We're going to want to get to our channeling here pretty soon, but before we did, I wanted to offer you a time to tell us maybe a story, something that we might find interesting that's happened to you since you've started channeling or since you've been doing energy work, just something that you've had a good lesson about or something that you can share with us that might teach other people about. And I know you gave us one of those earlier, which was very beautiful and great, but if there's just something, you know, off the wall or something funny or something serious that happened to you that we can learn from, that'd be great to hear.
Well, I actually feel guided to share this, and I'm going to take a little bit of liberty and maybe not answer quite the question that you asked, but I wanted to share with our listeners that I actually grew up Mennonite, which is a Christian, part of the Christian religion. And in my years growing up, I did have a very close relationship with God. And as Christians are taught to do, I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart and went through that whole journey. And I feel like that experience really enabled me to bridge the world of Christianity and what a lot of people call the New Age movement. I call it ancient wisdom, but that's another topic. I feel because I grew up Christian, I am able to understand that perspective and to just bring a lot of love to people who don't understand me anymore. And I think that is something that's so important right now for those of us on the ascension path who are not understood by most other people on the planet, to offer them love from our hearts. No judgment for their path, no judgment for who they are, for their choices, to offer them unconditional love. And then we are in our mastery, and we're practicing what we preach, and perhaps showing them what love really is.
I like that a lot, and it's a beautiful story. It's close to my heart. A lot of the New Age, ancient wisdom, metaphysical, whatever you want to call it, community, I've met a lot of them who are pretty loving and pretty open people, but when it comes to Christianity or other religions, they have a really hard time opening themselves to accept them. And for me, I grew up in that same Christian path. My parents were very religious, but all of them still are, and all of them are practicing Christians, and they are amazing because I can go into their house and talk about the work we do and talk about the energy and the messages that come through and our experiences, and they're very open. And mm-hmm. I like that you give that energy out to people to just allow others their own experience, because it is important. They're not getting any less to creators, source energy, God, than any of us are if they're doing what their beliefs tell them to do, if they're experiencing that closeness. I've walked into churches before and seen people praying and speaking in tongues, and you know, they're doing the Holy Ghost dance, and for them that is that energy, that's that connection to source, and they're feeling it, and they're excited, and they're happy. I love that you're promoted to let that happiness be happy and to accept and to open up. That's beautiful. Before we go to our break, and for those who just tuned in, you're listening to the Enlightenment Evolution Hour with your host, Rob Coffier, special guest, Susie Beiler, and we're just about ready to get to a small break before the channeling. But before we did that, I wanted to give you the opportunity that after the channeling, people are going to listen. Those who resonate with it, those who really enjoy that experience, if they wanted to, let's say, get a session with you or watch some more of your videos on YouTube, things like that, where can they go to find out more about you, your story, and what you do?
Sure. People can go directly to my website, which is susiebeiler.com, SusieBeiler. And I do have a special page for the channeling if they want to go directly there at susiebeiler.com/channeling. And if they'd like to watch my videos on YouTube, those are all free, and you just go to YouTube and search my name, Susie Beiler.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So what we're going to do, callers, is we're going to take a 3-4 minute break, listen to a song. Susie, I'll go ahead and put you on mute, and we'll come back in about 4 to 5 minutes, and then we'll get ready to jump in, if that's all right.
Perfect.
All right, thank you. And for all the listeners out there, we're going to listen to a song before we go to break. I wanted to let you know that this song comes from a band called Freeman, and this band is a solo practitioner who broke off from one of my favorite groups as a child, Ween. Very weird alternative / weird music, a lot of people, and they're an amazingly talented band. They do a spectrum of music, and no two songs sound the same. But the lead singer of that band, Aaron Freeman, created an album called Freeman, and it's self-titled Freeman, which is the name of the band. I think what I'd like to do is play... we'll play Delicate Green. Actually, we'll play Any Way the Wind Blows. This is a very amazing album. If you guys like it, you can always go to YouTube, listen to it, or supporting the music and the people who allow us to use this music for the radio network to purchase their album. This is Freeman off the album Freeman, and this is Any Way the Wind Blows, telling us to allow ourselves to go with the energy and allow ourselves to be in the moment. We'll see you guys in 4 minutes, and on the other side we'll have Susie Beiler, who is channeling Prime Creator. Thank you guys.
China.
right, everybody. That was Freeman from the album Freeman, the track title, Any Way the Wind Blows. Amazing, amazing band, and I want to thank them for giving us permission to play this on the network for you guys to listen to in between breaks. For those of you who have just tuned in, we have special guest Susie Byler on the Enlightenment Evolution Hour. I am your host, Rob Gauthier. This is a channeling Q&A, and you guys just tuned in time. For those of you who are listening on the computer or on your cell phone or tablet, feel free to call in. Area code 347-308-8788. For those of you who have called in but did not dial 1 and you want to ask a question to Prime Creator channel through Susie, please hit 1 on your cell phone. That lets us know that instead of just sitting back and listening, that you want to join in and participate in the conversations. So hitting 1 is definitely going to help us see who does and does not want to ask questions. And we're going to bring back in our wonderful guest, Susie. I just have to pick her up in the queue here real quick, guys. Okay, 1 second. I will get this, guys, I promise. All right, give me 1 second, everybody. I got to double check a little bit of information here before I do. Okay, now I've got the area code to look for. And we'll be right here, guys, in just a second. There she is. All right. Susie is here. All right, you there with us?
I'm here, Rob.
You know, it's a good thing that it took me a minute to find you because it just shows how many callers we've got today, which is a good testament to how many people are excited to be here. So I wanted to thank you again, too, for coming into the show tonight. It's been a wonderful conversation, and the channeling is very exciting for me and all the other callers. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, well, it's beautiful co-creation, and I'm excited to get in, guys. So all of you who have called, who didn't dial 1, please do. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and let us know when you're getting ready to channel, and then when Prime Creator gets in, we'll definitely go from there.
Whenever you're ready, Rob.
All right. Thank you, Susie and Prime Creator, for co-creating this with us today from the bottom of our hearts and the collective listening group. We just want to thank both of you together as a team. The first question that I would like to ask, I think I'll ask the first question, is that our group here usually likes to understand what's in front of them. Although we understand everything's in the now and we have to experience it from now, what is a collective energy or a collective connection of energy that us on the Earth collective is going to be looking at for this month of April?
Give me a moment with this channel, please. First, dear ones, I will share a bit about what occurred in March so that you can understand what we are moving into for April. In March, with each alignment, such as the new moon, the equinox, the full moon, there was a tremendous amount of love and light energy that flooded your planet. In the past, if such amounts of energy had come to your planet, there would have been some chaos, as this amount of love energy brings to the surface all that needs to come into balance, all that needs to be healed within each being. Because the collective was at a place where they were ready to receive such a huge amount of energy, many souls were awakened. Many things shifted on a subtle level. Many beings began to detox, to prepare themselves for the next stage. Many began to experience opposite or polarity in their life. Remember, the light shines upon the darkness. And so, what was once hidden is now coming to the surface. You will see a continuation of this in your month of April and beyond. You will see polarity increasing as some will cope better than others with the love and light energy that continues to come to Gaia and continues to penetrate each being. In another conversation, we spoke about how the ambient energy of heaven would eventually be the standard, the new standard, the norm for your planet. And as you move into this, more and more that has been hidden will come to the light, will come to the surface, especially regarding your government, your monetary system, even the hiding of your galactic family. This will not all happen in April necessarily, dear one. But in April, you will see a continuing influx of gamma wave energy, this energy of love and light that wants to work with your beings. And so it is important at this time, as this channel mentioned, to care deeply for your physical bodies, your emotional bodies. It is important at this time to allow anything of density to come into your awareness so that you can choose how you might deal with it. Dear ones, this is the time you have been waiting for. These moments, what is occurring now in your beings? What is occurring now on Gaia? What is occurring now with of your government and many other systems that do not serve the highest vibration? While it may appear to you to be chaotic, I invite you to open yourself to the underlying pervasive peace that is available to you to know with every part of your being that you are okay, that you are thriving.
Thank you very much, and it's a beautiful sentiment to be in the middle of this growth and wave with the rest of the human collective. Thank you for sharing that, and we're going to go ahead now and take our very first caller, area code 832, area code 832. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hello.
Hello. Who do we have with
Hi.
Us this evening?
This is Christine.
Hey, Christine. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. You have Prime Creator. It's all you.
Hi. Well, my name is Christine, and I just had a question. Do my guides have any messages for me, and how many children will Bobby and I have?
Dear one, your guides have many messages for you. For you, dear one, it is to your benefit to cultivate a direct relationship with them so that you can ask them directly what they wish to share with you. You notice in your everyday life, dear one, how sometimes someone will say something or you will read something, or you will have a sudden intuition. These are your guides speaking to you. I gently invite you, dear one, to pay attention and to trust. For you know this occurs for you, but you do not always trust. The more you trust, the clearer their messages to you can be. The more you trust, the deeper your relationship with your guide can be. And so, dear one, there is one, a guide of a masculine energy, who does want me to share with you that he has been trying to get your attention, especially while you are driving in your car, because that is when you are most available to his messages. He is asking you to listen. Regarding your second question, dear one, you and your partner are at choice in this matter. It is not in my realm for me to say how many children will be in your life. For you are a choice. And so tune into your hearts and ask, what would bring me the greatest joys? What would uplift me? How many children would bring the highest frequencies into my experience? And go with that answer, dear one.
Thank you so much. That's a very beautiful answer. And thank you also, Christine. Before we take the next call, for those of you who tune in, you're listening to the Enlightenment Evolution Hour. Your host, Rob Goff here. Special guest, Susie Byler, channeling Prime Creator. I also want to bring to everyone's attention, we have a lot of callers, so we're going to just stick with one question, and we won't have time for two questions for anybody, but we're just going to take one, and we're going to take our second caller from the 516 area code, 516. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hello, this is Nicholas.
Hi, Nicholas. How are you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing good. Sounds like you're doing well, too.
Yeah, and, doing great.
Oh, good. Well, my question is, what job would make me happy and supportive? I didn't have a lot of trouble in that world.
Yes, dear one. Previous to the last question, dear one, this is a matter that requires you to cultivate a relationship with your heart and your heart's knowing and your heart's desires. And so as you go throughout your life, you feel what it is that brings you joy. You feel what it is that weighs you down. And so in this way, you have guidance to take you closer and closer to your heart's desires. Now you, dear one, trust is an area in which you can expand yourself. You often hold yourself back because you do not trust that what you really want to do will work out for you. Yes, dear one, I understand. You have been burned, as you would say, in the past. However, it is important in these times to transmute your past, to allow yourself to start fresh, to allow yourself to receive your heart's desires. And so as you ask, what job would make me happy? You already know the answer to this, dear one. And now is a time where it is safe for you to take a leap of faith, for you to trust that you truly can receive what it is you desire. And beyond this, dear one, to understand, to know that you are worthy of experiencing true joy and happiness in your experience. I thank you, dear one, and I invite you to feel my energies in this moment, to allow the expansion of your heart, to allow yourself to receive.
Thank you so much, and it's a beautiful answer. The guidance within our heart tells us so much about ourselves. It's getting close to the 1 hour mark. We have a lot more callers and some people in the chat room. Would it be okay to take one or two more questions? Is Susie's energy okay with that?
Yes, dear one.
All right, beautiful. I wanted to take a question from the chat room. Bella asked, I am going to start my detox and plant-based diet. My question is, what organs should I focus on to help get rid of my bad odor? I will start with a liver and intestinal cleansing. Thank you so much.
Dear one, yes, both of these are important for you. Also important to focus on is your kidneys. This message is for more than just you. As many are going through upgrades through detoxification at this time, many are receiving upgrades in their kidneys. And so it is important to drink plenty of pure water. And specifically for you, dear one, to drink fresh squeezed green juices, for this will not only assist your kidneys, but will rebalance your gut as well.
Thank you so much, and it's wonderful to see people. Me and my partner, Kleena, are also going through our own detoxes and diet changes for our health. I think that's been a really great thing to see with a lot of different people. And we thank you for the additional information for that. We're going to take our last caller for the evening. We are going to go to 281 area code. 281, who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. The Prime Creator, all your energy. Go ahead.
Hi, I just had a question about a property I'm selling. I was just wondering, would it be more advantageous to get a realtor to get more money or to do it myself?
Dear one, there is one who would like to assist you. She does not necessarily have a realtor's license. However, she is good with feng shui and the energies of flow. And she can assist you by adding the energies of flow into the property so that it flows from you to the right being. This is someone that you know. You had not thought of using her as a resource. She is someone that you have spoken with before. Yes, dear one.
Thank you so much. Before we disconnect for the evening, I'm wondering, is there any message or anything that you would like to say to our collective listener group that you feel needs to be said or maybe hasn't been said, or just anything that you want to share and add to this energy this evening would be wonderful.
Yes, dear one. I would like to address the nature of the questions that have been asked this evening. For many of you ask questions reaching outside of your knowing, when in fact you already have the knowing within you. Yes, I understand it is easier to access that knowing when you connect with an energy that already knows. However, in order for you to be fully empowered, I invite you to step up your game, so to speak. I invite you to remember who you are. There are many masters on the line tonight. Many of you are on the mastery path. Those of you who are on this path, you will understand when I say, now is the time for you to remember who you are and the knowledge that you hold inside of you. Some of you remember this knowledge through your heart. Some of you remember this knowledge through your root chakra. Some of you remember this knowledge through your solar plexus. It comes in through many channels, depending on your wiring. Most of you, it comes through your hearts. And so as you have a question, you ask yourself, how can I remember my knowing? What is it that I need to do for myself to access the knowing? Some of you need to take time to be in silence, to be in nature, to be in spiritual support, meaning in spiritual community with other beings of high vibration that can reflect back to you your knowing. Of course, I understand you have doubts, and like our beloved Nicholas, have been burned in the past, have experienced betrayal. All of these hurts that you carry with you in your being, dear one, now is the time to release and transmute. Dear ones, you have the power to do this. You have the knowing of how to do this, even if you are not aware of the tools such as the violet flame used by this channel. You have the tools, the resources within your being. You simply command it with your intention and the knowing of your power and worth. And you command your remembering of the knowledge that you carry within you. Dear ones, you can ask for your DNA to be awakened. You can ask for the remembering of who you are and for circumstances to show up in your life to trigger that remembering, and for your guides and people in your life to offer you experiences to trigger that remembering. Dear ones, I also invite you to ask for ease and grace. Because of the density that you navigate in this dimension, sometimes these rememberings come through hardship. It does not have to be this way, dear one. Know your value and worth, and command and call in and ask for ease and grace, so that this process of remembering who you are can flow into your experience. It does not have to be traumatic. And as I speak these words with you, dear ones, I invite you to feel my energy, to feel within your heart, to feel within every cell of your being. Yes, even in this moment, to feel the love that I have for you. Dear one, I am grateful for the energy you bring to planet Earth. Each one of you tuning into this message plays a very important energetic role. Thank you for your service, dear one. It does mean more than you can understand with your intellect. And as you feel my gratitude, allow your heart to open and expand deeper and wider. And ask your heart and your DNA to reveal to you the messages and the knowings that you have within your being. You are all capable of this, dear one. The knowing may show up in different ways for different people. You most likely will not hear an audible voice telling you, but you will have intuitive nudgings. You will read something on a sign. A friend will casually drop a phrase that captures your attention. This is for all of you, dear one. I thank you for opening. I thank you for listening and receiving my energies. I thank you, dear one.
Thank you so much for sharing your energy with us, and also Susie sharing your energy with us too.
Thank you, dear one.
Oh, everybody, amazing, amazing channeling tonight. And when you're back with us too, Susie, let us know. And all of you guys who called in. Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. I want to thank you, Prime Creator, all the callers who called in tonight. A beautiful, beautiful channeling, wonderful message at the end, something that we all have to remember. And I think that's one of the biggest problems with people who are just coming in to the ancient knowledge and channeling and you know, New Age metaphysics, whatever you call it. A lot of people have such a hard time trusting themselves. They always think that they'll get the message as a big booming voice in their head. And it doesn't always work like that for all of us. In fact, even channelers like yourself who are conscious rarely ever get that. It's the intuition downloads and the accessing. So it's such a beautiful, beautiful and wonderful message. I want to thank you again for being here with us. I know we went a little over the time we were supposed to go, and I appreciate your patience for that. Before we call it a night, can you please give everyone again, they heard your wonderful channeling. If they want to hear more or to contact you for personal work, how do they go about that?
Sure. Thank you, Rob. You can go directly to my website. It's susiebeiler.com/channeling. And the website is SusieBeiler. And if you want to watch my channeling videos on YouTube, you can just go to YouTube and search my name and the videos will come up. And Rob, I wanted to add something along the lines of what Prime Creator was saying and what you were saying about you might not hear a big booming voice.
Sure.
It is part of this journey, spiritual path, to set aside committed time and discipline to get quiet, to get silent. And I'm not saying this is an easy thing. It took me a long time to get out of my head and into my heart. And I'm, you know, still working on that. So I just wanted to offer that to people, that I feel your, maybe your angst with that, or you know, it's an easy thing to say, get out of your head and into your heart, and it's a whole different thing to actually do that. So be patient with yourself, be gentle with yourself, don't judge your process, and do get support, whether it's from me or from Rob or from someone in your spiritual community or wherever you're guided. Make yourself vulnerable and reach out for support, because that's how this works, is when we all can be in this together, helping each other, holding each other's hands and each other's hearts.
Beautifully said, and the sentiment of committing that time and committing yourself and committing your environment and you know, your entire connection to other people and the co-creation, it's something that just really played out in my life on my road to channeling. Every channeler I've ever known could not really catch into their energy in the maximum way until they did that. It's a beautiful, beautiful sentiment, and the Prime Creator yourself shared it very beautifully, and a lot of the people on Facebook and a lot of people in the chat room have sent me messages saying what a wonderful, wonderful evening it's been. So I want to thank you too from the bottom of my heart for sharing. It's very important for a lot of people who are starting their journeys or people who have been doing it for 30, 40, 50 years. It's a great reminder to jump back into yourself, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, I have had a wonderful evening. I cannot wait for our event together, April 24th, the Channel Nexus is going to be an amazing, amazing event with four amazing channelers, and I cannot wait to see you there. And thanks again for your time and your energy and your love.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, everybody, that was Susie Byler from susiebyler.com. That's SusieBeiler.com. If you want to go straight to the part of the website with the channeling, then just go susiebyler.com/channeling, and it will be an amazing, amazing thing. I'm looking at her website, have been looking, Kalina, it's amazing. I wanted to share to all of you guys, too, that your energy, your calls, your co-creations is what makes this show go round. So I want to thank each one of you personally who called in, who hit the chat room, who didn't get a question out there but wanted to. I've seen so many people who wanted to ask and didn't get, but you will get an opportunity to have your questions asked for the next 2 weeks. Next week, we're bringing in an old friend and Roxanne Swinehart, who is amazing channeler, Vocifius. The week after, Brad Johnson, the guy who is throwing this event together, he will be on the week after next. And then on the 24th, 4 days after my show, we will be doing the event. And it's an online event, so you can do it anywhere in the world. Go to realitywhisper.com, go to Facebook, type in Channel Nexus. Actually, you type in Channel Nexus webinar, and it will pop up the page. It will give you all the details, how to go, how to get your tickets. I believe there's maybe 100 or 200 spots, so get your tickets early if you're going to go. If not, I'm pretty sure he will be selling audio and video afterwards, as he usually does with his online events. So amazing, amazing night tonight. Thank you guys so much. Also, the reminder, ET Whisper on the face or the YouTube page has up a bunch of new videos. Kalina's special, special video, one of the greatest that I've ever seen her put together, if not the greatest, is coming tomorrow. Soon after, we will have the Galactic Channeling on the 15th, and also the webinar from December will be available for everyone for free. And I also opened up a Metatron Center YouTube page. So this is going to be a YouTube page dedicated only to the Metatron channeling. A lot of people enjoy Metatron but don't necessarily care for the ET channeling. Some like them both, some only like the ET. So we're getting all of that split up for you guys. The original ET Whisper channel, the official ET Whisper channel, will have both Metatron and Galactic channelings. The Metatron will have Metatron, and then ET Whisper Channel 2 will only have the Galactic channelings and the mixed channelings and stuff. So check that out as you guys are there. Feel free to go to etwhisper.com, sign up for the monthly newsletter. We're really getting our stuff together. My dad's passing in October slowed things down a lot of emotions to go through there. But finally, we're getting back in the full swing of things. We are going to be announcing the channel panel number 2, which will be held in either Los Angeles or New York City, with a whole 2-day lineup of 8 or more channelers. And we're also going to be announcing the Asheville workshop, the 3-day extensive workshop that we've got set up. We're going to be having that in June. The official announcement will be in the next week or two. So keep your eyes peeled for that. ETWhisper.com, and also several different pages on Facebook, one for ET Whisper, one for Rob Gauthier Channeler, or you can send me a friend request if you want to see what's going on in my personal life. A lot of people do, and it's interesting. Check it out. I love you guys so much. I cannot wait to see you guys next week. Kalina Angel will be starting her show very soon back, the Earth Experience with Kalina Angel, and we're also going to be announcing all the new hosts for our network, the Enlightenment Evolution Network. The website will be up and running. And again, if any of you think that you got what it takes to do a show, that you're excited to do a show for this network, by all means, send us an application telling us who you are, what your journey has been to get you to be a spiritual, connected person, what it is that you want to share in your show, and why you think you'd be a fit for our network. Go to Facebook page, Enlightenment Evolution Network. You can check out all the information there, and as soon as we have the website up, we will post the link there, and you guys can join that. And that way, any of the Enlightenment Evolution Network stuff that's going on will come so much easier. You can find it in one spot. You won't have to dig through our Facebook groups or pages for the stuff that you want to hear, and we'll have all of our old shows archived in a nice, fashionably manner. So it will be amazing, just as much as you guys are. Thank you all so much for your support, for your love. We will see you next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, with guest Roxanne Swainhart, the Channeler of Osiphius, on our journey and road to the Nexus, the Channeling Nexus webinar. See you guys next week. Love y'all.